1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to bring on the program Don Berman. Don is with the Channel 19 News. I know you are putting together the news. Don, thank you for joining us tonight. We're interested in hearing about Prison from the Inside, which would be a Channel 19 News report, unlike any done by any local or national news gathering organization. So we're very, very grateful to have you on. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing very well, and we do appreciate you lending us an ear and giving us some opportunity to talk about Prison from the Inside for our Channel 19 News team. Of course, our Up with People segments and all of the people involved here. We've worked very, very hard.
Don, before we get into what Prison from the Inside is about, you have come a long way. You've come a long way from the consumer report that was done for Channel 19 in 1993 that had very, very tragic consequences for the station. And it had tragic consequences for yourself. We need to sort of revisit that a little bit.
I don't have any problem with that, Phil. I'm going to give you the short version. The long version is available online. People can read about it. But we were doing a series of investigative reports for our consumer fraud segment. And we were investigating whether the Ford Ranger truck was a vehicle that was safe. We had questions concerning the gas tank placement. We had questions concerning the distribution of the electrical and so forth. And I made a judgment and error. We had planted an explosive because we had seen what the NBC Dateline program had done, and we tried to learn a little bit from the mistakes of them, but it was still not honest journalism. It was an error in judgment on my part. A man was killed, and I certainly took as much responsibility as I could. The station took as much responsibility.
Well, you planted an explosive on this truck so that it would begin a chain reaction that would illustrate what you thought was wrong with the truck, right?
Yes.
By the way, the Ford Ranger truck has been found to be safe, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So in essence, what happened was you planted an explosive device to make this truck explode, but in the process, one of the production assistants was killed.
That's correct. Jerry Wanamaker, who was a young 21-year-old man, who was a great, great help to all of us, very dedicated. He wanted a career in television. Jerry was driving the truck when the other production team detonated the explosive. The truck exploded, and Jerry was killed. That, as you said, Phil, slowed things down a great deal for me. I was taken off the air for a six-month period. I was doing weekend anchor jobs. I was doing sports reporting. I was doing anything that I could. I was finally able to, through the good graces of a man by the name of Bill Fleming, I was able to re-enter the newsroom at Channel 19 to assume the anchor desk again, and not without a series of agreements with the station. And we've been trying ever since to build on our reputation as a good, solid news-gathering organization. Forget about, for the moment, the explosion that killed Jerry and that was an error in judgment on my part.
But let's be clear. There was absolutely nothing wrong with a Ford Ranger truck. You wanted it to appear as if there was.
That is correct, yes.
And you planted an explosive on it to make it look as if the truck was unsafe.
That is absolutely correct.
And a man died.
That is correct, and I'm here to admit it, and I'm trying to move past that now, and we are planning something that no one has ever done before. And this report, Prison from the Inside, I think is going to elevate Channel 19 News, and yes, I think it's going to elevate the name of Don Berman above, and I'm not saying this, Phil, with any ego, I'm saying this with an objective look at the history of journalism. I think it'll elevate my name above the names of Walter Cronkite, the names of Edward R. Murrow. I think that it is going to take a lot of courage, but I'm willing to risk it.
All right, tell me about Prison from the Inside. You're going to go undercover inside a prison.
Technically, I'm going to go undercover into L.A., the L.A. Central Jail, L.A. County Jail, which is one of the most notorious county jails in America. Los Angeles County Jail houses a gang unit, and as well as a serial offender unit, as well as a variety of other sections, and in total has some of the most violent offenders in America in the Los Angeles County facility. I will go inside and I will go undercover as an individual who was involved in some kind of a white-collar crime so that it seems consistent with my appearance. I am a man pushing 50, so no one's going to take me as a gang member. But what can happen and what we will have happen, I will be released into general population. At all times, I will have with me a small digital recorder, and I am willing to put myself through whatever transpires.
All right. Now, that is significant when you say that, because you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
It means sexual assault?
That is correct.
You're willing to endure sexual assault. You're willing to endure violent assault. You're willing...
I am willing to live as a first-time inmate will live in this general population environment. I am, and Phil, I fully recognize it could mean death. But I'm willing to do this because I'm going to be very honest with you, I need a big story. I need a big story because of the Ford Ranger episode. I need a big story because we've got a couple of people here grooming themselves for the anchor chair. Our news was number one in this city for many, many years. The Ford Ranger episode ended that. We've got a number of young people grooming themselves. I'm not stupid. I know that, you know, you outgrow these things and you get old. But there isn't one reporter on our staff who has the wherewithal and the temerity to do what I'm going to do, to go undercover as a jail inmate at Los Angeles County Jail, and yes, even endure death or risk death and endure beatings, sexual assault. To get this story.
Are the Los Angeles County authorities aware? Are the sheriffs who...
No, they will not be.
So, how do you know you're going to be able to hold on to that digital camera?
There are a number of things that we have devised. There are a couple of things, including two-way communication devices. We do have the cooperation of one of the probation agencies, but the offense will be such that I will be released to attend trial, that I will be bonded out. But we're going to try to keep my stay there period of time where we'll have access to the story. So 14 days, 21 days, whatever it'll be. No one, I can hear your silence, Phil. No one has ever had the courage to do this.
Pretty heavy stuff, Don, I fear for you.
I understand that, but I've got to do this.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman of the Channel 19 News Team. The report is called Prison from the Inside. He will get himself into the Los Angeles County jail facility, which, as Don said, houses some extremely violent offenders, into general population, and is going to do whatever recording he can, video or otherwise. He will risk whatever it is that people risk when they're in jail, including, as he said, sexual assault, physical assault, and perhaps even death, because the story could propel him into a journalist spotlight. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, I want to ask you two questions. The first one is, are you serious? This isn't going to be some kind of a scam?
No, absolutely. Phil, believe me, I learned my lesson with the Ford Ranger story. This is no scam. I know what I'm facing, and I fear for myself, but it's worth it. It's worth it to finally break free of the Ford Ranger story and push myself not only free of that, but far above any other news anchor that you can think of. Dan Rather, I love Dan Rather. I think he's a wonderful journalist, but he thinks he's something special because he went back to Iraq and put on a native headdress or whatever that nonsense was that he did. And that's nothing compared to going into a jail facility where gang members are. Gang members that lift weights, tattooed, violent people, and risking. Well, I don't think we need to repeat it. But I've got to do it because It's either now or never. My career hangs in the balance, and not all the things that I've done either, Phil. I think I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. There were a number of episodes. You know them as well as I do. The sex scandal involving our intern and everything. These were times when I was drinking heavily.
I mean, you've had a history of alcoholism. You've had a lot of, and the station's taken you back time and again.
Because I get results. This last one, though, involved the death of a man, and I think that really took us. Look at Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, even Walter Cronkite. Let me say it as clearly as I can, Phil. They never had the balls big enough to do what I'm about to do.
Well, Walter Cronkite was a wartime correspondent.
Well, he was a wartime correspondent, yes. But he wasn't a prisoner of war. He wasn't. Did Walter Cronkite get into a striped suit and go in a concentration camp? No, I didn't think he did. But if Don Berman had been there, I would have.
You would have died.
I might have. And then again, I might not have. But I would have done it.
And well, there were no digital recorders back in those days.
But there was a journalist notebook.
I think that even as scary as going into L.A. County may be, going into a Nazi concentration camp?
All I'm telling you is Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, all these big shots never had the pair big enough to go into a concentration camp and chronicle those. I'm doing that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I've never heard of a journalist. You know, I remember the story that that first brought Geraldo Rivera to national attention. Maybe a lot of you are too young to know this, but it was quite a story. Geraldo Rivera, with a camera crew, broke into a mental health facility in upstate New York and walked through the hallways of this hospital at night where there were no there was nobody else around, no doctors, no attendants, and videotaped and filmed all of the people in the worst state of care, laying on the floor, laying in their own filth, and that propelled him to a, but I've never heard of a reporter getting himself into a jail and risking all of the things we talked about, beating, sexual assault, and even death. Don Berman's going to do it. He says he needs to do it because his career has suffered since he purposefully blew up a Ford Ranger truck with one of the production assistants in it to try to do a story that never should have been done. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to be the big one.
All right, Don Berman with us from the Channel 19 News. Don is the anchor of their 6 and 10 o'clock reports. You're planning a series of reports called Prison from the Inside. So you'll be inside for a couple of weeks there at L.A. County, and then you'll come out, and then you'll do these reports.
Yeah, and what we're going to utilize, Phil, is the best possible, the state-of-the-art technology in terms of digital recording as well as audio recording. And I will tell you, I'm frightened, but I have to do this because the Ford Ranger, the consumer fraud report that took the life of this young man, Jimmy Wanamaker, and threw me off the air, has damaged my career. But more importantly, I know I'm a good journalist. And I've got to do something big to prove to everyone that I'm as good as any of them. And I know it sounds like an ego trip, but I know that I'm sort of letting people in on my career up to this point.
Well, I mean, you're being very honest with the audience. I don't know that risking death...
Well, Phil, you know what? More and more we live in a reality-based TV world, and everyone loves to talk about reality TV, but you know the one person that doesn't enter into that reality? The host of the show. I'd like to see the young man, and I don't know the gentleman's name, the young man who is the host of Survivor.
Jeff Probst.
Yes. I'd love to see him eat rat meat. How do you think that'd go over with his agent?
Well,
Yeah, huh?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to go over here to James. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what are you doing about the thing that with the blowing up the truck? What happened with that? Did you serve any time or?
Well, no, I didn't serve any. It really was an accident. We did have an investigation. There was an investigation by the authorities, county detectives as well as city detectives, and it was determined that really James Wanamaker had caused his own death by accelerating too high above the recommended RPM level.
And yeah, but you weren't supposed to have explosives on that truck in the first place.
We weren't supposed to have explosives in for the report, but everyone on the crew knew that we had explosives on the truck. And we told Jim to keep the tachometer at somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,500. And he decided to gun it because he thought he was some kind of a race driver. And well, guess what? He wound up like a lot of those guys did.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Well, I guess. So you're just trying to get your career back on track.
Well, yes, sir. I don't know the intent of your question, but I...
Well, it's primarily the interest of the guy that due to your act, is not here anymore, and because of that, you lost, you know, some side of your career, and now you're trying to get it back.
Who are you talking about?
The guy that got blown up.
Who?
This Wanamaker kid.
Oh, well...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, what about his family? I mean, what kind of restitution are you doing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know what the station did.
The station? I mean, do you feel personally at all responsible?
Yeah.
Do I feel responsible? Look, I told him we need something that is going to be big in terms of the consumer fraud report. Now, I knew what happened on NBC Dateline. They were idiots. They got caught. We did, too. But we thought we did something that wouldn't get us caught. And it was, but Jimmy knew that we were, you know, I don't know what your point is. You think that I'm supposed to do something for him?
Look at this kid was...
Well, let's just put it like this. When I first heard it, it sounded like you were advocating your responsibility, but then it's like you're signing off on it. Oh, I'm trying to get my career back by doing this, going into the jail thing.
Exactly, yes. I'm trying to get my journalistic credentials built up.
Right, like that's the most important thing. This guy lost his life.
The guy lost his life.
The kid, the Wanamaker kid.
Well, that kid wanted to be in television. Well, you know, I gotta go.
I can't say much more of this.
All right, James, thank you. Do you understand what the man's saying?
I'm not. Jimmy Wanamaker wanted to be a PA. He wanted to be a production assistant. He wanted to go on to produce television shows. He wanted to do it all. And they said to him, whatever you do, don't race the engine above 4,500, because he thought he was some kind of a Jewish Parnelli Jones, you know, some sort of a Danny Yongais. Yeah, well, guess what? He put that thing up to, 6,000 RPM, and that truck came apart as if, I don't know if you saw the video today, Phil, of the plane hitting the Pentagon. It looked just like that.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, it was...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to give Don a perspective of what he's about to endure.
Yeah, let me just bring people up. Don, you're going to be going into L.A. County Jail as an inmate to do an undercover report. Mike has been there.
All right. Well, I don't want you to think you know. I know you've been there and you know all about it, but it's not going to deter me.
Well, that's fine. I'm here to tell you, though, with the gangs that run rampant in that facility and the crazy shenanigans that happen in that facility, if you're seen with a wire, if you're even thought to have a wire, you're going to get shanked.
You're giving it away from me. I don't want it to affect the outcome of my story that you're giving it away.
Giving away what?
He's telling me what may happen.
But the man's just saying, don't you want to survive?
Of course I do.
If you're seen with any kind of a recording device...
But I want to be surprised so that the story is real.
No, but the man just said, if you're seen with a recording device, someone's going to stick one in you.
Stick one? You talking about rape?
No.
I don't know what you mean.
Stick one as a shank, as a knife.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, what do you mean? A recording device. So those guys, haven't you ever seen a lot of these inmates with the boom boxes?
Inmates don't generally get boom boxes to carry around.
They don't carry them around on their shoulders?
Not in jail.
Well, that's not what I've seen.
What do you mean? Well, you've seen that in movies.
What about in the gang unit when they're playing basketball on the roof?
that. That's under close supervision.
Mike, hold the line. Hold the line, Mike. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman wants to go into L.A. County to do a report on it as an inmate. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The bulls will watch over my back, you know.
What do you mean, the bulls, the guards?
Yes.
All right, Don Berman with us from the Channel 19 News. He's planning a report called Prison from the Inside. He's going to go inside of L.A. County Jail incognito with digital recorders and audio recorders to see what life is like as an inmate at the jail, even risking, as you said, Don, sexual assault, violent assault, and death. Now, Mike, thanks for hanging on. Mike, you were in L.A. County Jail, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, why were you there?
I was there on a failure to appear incident from 6.5 years prior. The judge in Antelope Valley thought I was being a smartass by almost getting away with the charge on the statute of limitations being 7 years. He sentenced me to 7 days in L.A. County, and there was no way for me to get out of it.
7 days in county, even though this took place up in the northern part of L.A. County, huh?
Correct. So, it was still Los Angeles County.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but Phil's doing quite a bit of talking to you, Mike, and your story is interesting, but I'm talking about a report that I'm going to do.
Yeah, but Mike has been there. You haven't. And the reason why he called is to give you an idea of what to expect.
Look, I just told you the bulls are going to watch out for you.
This guy has been there. Now, let me ask you something, Mike, about this bulls are going to watch out for you.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
No, they don't. They can give it less.
What happened to you when you were there, man? Anything of...
No.
You were okay?
I was born and raised in New York. I had some street smarts. I was born and raised in Long Island. Yeah, pretty tough communities, but not like New York City with the gangs. I was never in a gang. I just had street smarts.
And by that, what, you just knew who to respect, who to defer to, and just stay low for 7 days?
That's right.
Well, what about this whole sexual assault thing? You mean you weren't raped?
No.
Were you not good-looking? Or?
Well, we don't need to ask that.
No, hang on. Let me touch base on what you can expect when you first enter the system. Okay? You're going to strip down in a room full of about 30 offenders. Okay?
Uh-huh.
There's one sheriff. He's got a nightstick, and he's telling everybody to line up. Okay? He tells you, any smart-ass remarks, noises, bodily functions, bodily fluids, anything out of line, you're going to get cracked in the head with that stick.
In other words, if I have to, excuse my language, but if I need to cut a fart, I'll get beaten?
You will get beat with that stick.
If I have to fart.
Go ahead, Mike.
They don't joke around there, okay? When he's not a peep, not a peep. You bend over, and you have to crack what's called the county smile. You have to spread your cheeks, and they have to walk up and down the aisle and inspect your crack to make sure that you're not carrying any contraband. It's the most humiliating thing, and that's only the beginning.
What if it's an SBD? I'm just joking.
What's SBD?
Silent but deadly fart.
Don't joke, man. This guy's been there. Do you understand? Go ahead, Mike.
I had a white collar job. Okay, the judge, I got pulled over for speeding. They ran my name, found a 6.5-year-old failure to appear on a traffic thing, and I got locked up for 7 days.
Well, all right, let's get Don. Phil, are you interviewing him or me?
I think his story is very interesting and very applicable to you. And
this is about my news story.
I want to hear what else. So, Mike, now you've gone through this process. They then assign you to a cell? Do they give you jail clothes to wear? What do they do?
No, you're not done yet. Then they give you jail clothes. You put them on. And you're led into another area of the jail. And they have you stand in line, and they have everybody, which takes a while. And they explain to everybody, if this is your first time here, this is your chance to be segregated into another part of the jail. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Does that mean you can stay with white people?
No. That means if you're sexual, get in this line.
If you're homosexual.
If you're heterosexual.
Oh, heterosexual, okay.
You stay in this line.
What does he mean by segregated?
Well, just listen to the man.
Well, he says segregated. Can I choose to be with all whites?
Just keep talking, Mike. Go ahead.
That does not happen. Okay? I didn't understand why they were separate homosexuals from heterosexuals, because it doesn't matter. What happens is the homosexuals that have been in the system before don't fess up and say they're homosexuals. So they wind up in the general population of the heterosexuals, and this is no joke. They will hang, they will steal sheets from the other bunks. They will take a bottom bunk and hang them from the upper bunk so that they're shrouded. They're nobody can see what's going on in that bunk.
Well, what's going on?
They're gay. There's two homosexuals. Talking about, we're not talking about rape now, are we, Mike? We're talking about
No. Two
guys that are voluntarily engaged in sex.
Well, I'm right. Not exactly going to volunteer for that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's called pornification.
Go ahead.
With the same sex.
I know what it means.
Okay. Now, these guys aren't these skinny little twigs you see running around in Beverly Hills and what have you, and, you know, West Hollywood. These are gang members.
They're big bull queers, huh?
Will you let the guy finish?
Big bull queers that could shank you for carrying a wire.
There you go.
That's right.
But when
let me tell you something else.
Am I going to be in general population with blacks and Hispanics?
You're going to be with the blacks, Hispanics, Asians.
See, I can deal with anything but that.
Well, what did you think jail was, man? All right, go ahead, Mike.
There's no
such
thing.
Go ahead, Mike. You know, I'm the guy that's doing the...
Go ahead, Mike. Turn him down for a minute. Go on, Mike. I want to hear...
There's no such thing as... Oh, I get to stay with the whites. It just doesn't happen. What is this guy thinking?
I don't know, but I think that when you say segregation, a lot of people think race.
No.
All right.
Racial segregation does not happen in L.A. County.
Don, if you promise to be quiet, I want to hear. I got another minute, and then okay. So, Mike, when are you assigned to a cell with an individual? Are you in a barracks?
It's called a dorm. It's a dorm unit.
Well, that sounds fun.
Anywhere from 30 to 50 people in a dorm. And let me tell you this. This is something that I told the screener, or told Bill, or Phil. When I was in there, that place was the craziest it could have probably ever been. Because guess who was locked up upstairs?
OJ.
Right.
Oh, is OJ there? Did you see him? Did you talk to him?
No.
Well, why
he's
not?
Upstairs.
He's upstairs. What was he? He was segregated, right?
He was segregated, of course.
He was in his own little thing.
Now, what's it like in the yard? Are there any good games? You know, what goes on in the yard? A lot of shanking goes on.
You don't see a yard.
Oh, brother!
You're inside the L.A. County jail system. No windows. No outside air. No daylight. Nothing but concrete. Urine and BO is all you're going to smell entire time you're in there.
Well, now, wait a minute. I have seen gang members playing basketball on the roof.
In a movie.
Yeah, you know what they're called?
What?
Privileged. They've been trusted enough because they've been in there for like 2 years. They're cooks.
Hey, hold on, Mike. What are you, bored?
Well, what has this got to do with me?
You're going to be going in there, man. Do you understand what the guy's trying to tell you? You're going to go in there, they're going to find a wire on you, somebody's going to rape you, someone's going to have to lay a...
Not if I hang a sheet down.
Yeah, if you hang a sheet down, they won't do it. And you're going to... There's no basketball on the roof. Those guys are like trustees and stuff, huh?
Exactly.
You know, Mr. Henry, I appreciate this young man calling, but this interview was going to be about me and my attempt at getting an Emmy. And
I'd rather hear what this guy has to say. He's been there.
Let me tell you something. The smartest thing you could do is do what I did. Okay? I'm white. I'm Czechoslovakian of nature. Okay? The smartest thing you could do is do what I did. I said, my street smarts tell me to hook up and buddy up with the biggest black man in my dorm.
Yeah, but then you got to put out for him.
Nope.
You don't have to be his bitch.
Nope.
Get him cigarettes, things like that.
Nope.
Oh, God almighty. Doug.
Well, I'm proud. Hold on for a minute, you gentlemen. Now, I heard my story. I am learning. There's a specific walk, if Mike knows what I mean, that gangbangers have. The knuckles are back. I'm learning that. And
You're 50 years old, and you're going to learn some knuckle-back gangbanger walk.
The knuckles are back, and there's very short steps to the stride. Also, the feet are splayed out, and you button the pendant only at the top button.
Well, what is this, 1988 colors? Mike, I got to run. I thank you very much for that great insight into your experience. Glad that you're out and okay now, and that you've learned the wayward nature of your ways or whatever the hell.
Oh, don't give the guy a speech.
Well, I'd rather hear him than you. Thanks, Mike.
You know what I learned?
What's that?
Don't F with the man.
Yeah, don't go to jail.
That's right.
Don't go to jail.
Well, I'm going to jail. Butting up with a big black guy. Yeah, right. That's what I need. Some guy named Bubba going, I love you. I don't need that. Not now, not ever.
Hold on for a minute. Well, there's Mike, and Don Berman thinks he's going to jump right into the middle of the L.A. County jail system, learn how to walk with the knuckles back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news, it's the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm trying to do a report that is going to show the inside of jail, that will keep kids out of jail, and by you having that man on the air, he did more than...
Yeah, he did. He was there. He told the story. Okay.
Did he have a digital camera on him? No.
Do you realize that you could be the object of someone's sexual assault or...
I told you. I am working with a number of different people who work in Hollywood on gang walks, these kinds of things.
You're going to walk in there doing a gang walk? You're going to have tattoos?
You know, if I told you what I was going to do, you'd laugh.
No, are you going to get all kinds of jail ugly on you? What are you going to do?
I've got some press-ons.
What, are you kidding me, man? What, about a Cracker Jack box? What is it, the press-on of that little, one of the Mario Brothers?
Have you ever heard of what is called what do you call it? Henna tattoo?
Yeah.
That.
You mean the ones that rub off after a few days?
They don't rub off.
Let's go over to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Thank you. This guy cannot possibly be serious. I work as a correctional officer.
I'm telling you, I don't think this kind of report has ever been done before.
There's a good reason why it's never been done before, sir, because you'd have to be half crazy to want to do this.
Well, you're
I don't understand what you're...
Were you a prison guard?
I have no idea. Yes, I'm a prison guard.
All right, then why don't you protect the inmates that are being victimized?
Because there's no way you could protect every single one of those inmates. It's impossible. You're dealing with 30 to 40 people in a pod. You're one person. There's no way
What if an inmate comes to you, and excuse me, but what if an inmate comes to you rubbing his rear end one morning and says, you know what, do you mind getting me out of there?
If that happens, yes, of course you're going to take care of that inmate, but there's no way I could. If you're in that prison,
rubbing his
you have no idea what you're up against, sir. These inmates are not stupid. They're going to find out who you are very quickly, and then you're going to have a heck of a price to pay for trying to do a story that nobody else would want to do. And there's a good reason for that, because there's no way that a normal man would want to walk into a prison in the first place.
Well,
people do not want to go to prison.
Now, let me ask something, Don. You're on television, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, if you're telling me that some of the dumbasses that are in jail watch the news, I don't think so.
Your face has been on billboards. Your face is on promos that appear in other shows.
Oh, yeah, right. So
they're going to know who this guy is. Even if they don't watch the news, it's not going to take them long to figure out who this guy is. Because he's going to start asking the wrong questions to the wrong inmate. And that inmate is not going to like that situation one bit. And they're going to know.
Is he going to rat me out?
Sir.
Rat you out? Look at all these.
They don't need to rat you out. They're going to know, and then it's not going to be one guy. It's not going to be two guys. You're going to have three or four guys one day come flying into your cell and probably beat the living crap out of you and then probably stab you a few times.
Well,
and boy, is that going to be worth your story?
What if I get into protective custody?
So there goes your story. So now you're in solitary.
What kind of story is that going to be?
What kind of story are you going to have when you're sitting in a cell by yourself for 7 days?
Well, maybe I'll make up a story how I raped myself then. Both of you can drop down.
We really want to do a story.
You know what?
Really
I just heard they've got gas installed in hell. Burn well.
He just hung up. You love that?
He hung up on me.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he has, Phil, he has no idea what he's up against. It's a very scary place to
now,
be.
Now, I got to run, but where did you work or where do you work?
I work in Illinois, Ohio.
Okay.
I go around to train other officers.
Okay. Dan, thanks so much.
All right, buddy.
That's Dan. He's a correctional officer. We heard from Mike, who's been in jail. Don Berman just hung up on us because we mocked the fact that he's going to want to go into protective custody, and then he's going to do a report on sitting by himself and raping himself. And he hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't mess, and I don't play.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I win an Emmy, and you won't care, will you? 1-800-449-8686.
What kind of an Emmy are you going to win?
I'll win an Emmy. I'll go inside. You know, this talk about how I'm going to get shanked, I said I'm willing to risk it. I didn't know, however, that I'd have to be in the general population with other races. And
when the guy said segregated, he didn't mean by race. He meant by sexual orientation. In other words, it's okay if you're in with no matter who, all kinds of reprobates, so long as they're all white.
Do you have a lisp?
Oh, never mind.
All right. Okay.
8686. Foo Bar.